Hey there, good morning, Central Oregon. Hey, welcome to the show. Number here at station, 541-388-1110. We'd love to have you call in this beautiful day. I guess it's going to get a little more brisk as the day goes on into tomorrow. Are we doing okay? We broadcasting? Cool. So, let me see. I gave you the number, 541-388-1110. And here we are. You know, I think it's pretty safe to say that we're, you know, if we don't have a snowmageddon again, it looks like we're kind of rounding our way towards spring. So it's about time for me to talk about spring chores and do that sort of thing here this week. And the fun one, I looked for observances and holidays this week, and this next Thursday is one of my favorite, Groundhog Day. And, you know, funny movie where you just get up every day and do the same thing over and over and over again. And, you know, sometimes it seems that way for all too many of us. So, we get forward to looking. We can look forward to celebrating that this next Thursday. Wow, we've got a few things that are happening. I really want to thank people that listen to the show and contact me throughout the week. I received a number of emails about topics of discussion last week. I'll kind of get into a couple of those here as we move on. But your input, your encouragement certainly helps. And you know, and it's great because there's so many people who have really the same questions, but nobody picks up the phone and dials that 541-388-1110 to call in. But yet, I'll receive an email that has an opinion or has something to share, and then I'm going to double back this week to kind of talk about a little bit of that. And sometimes I'll bounce through a topic and sort of hit on it lightly, and you know, maybe it needs just a little bit more clarification. So it's kind of nice to be able to have those discussions, and after all, the show's for you. I've tried really hard to get some information out that's usable, that you can use in your daily life, and hopefully it serves that purpose. And it's not all about me; it's about you. It's your show, so hopefully, I want to just thank you again for tuning in to Ask Fred Johnson. You can always visit me at my webpage, askfredjohnson.com, or just send me an email direct at fred@dukewarner.com if you have a topic of discussion, somebody that you would like to hear interviewed, you know, just any of that kind of thing. Anything, you know, try to keep it real estate related. That's what we try to talk about here. You know, there are some influencing factors that come into it along the way, but really, by and large, what we're talking about is property ownership and some of the issues that are at hand that we have out there, not only currently, but moving forward. You know, it seems that it's a moving target. There's a lot of things that are changing. And a lot of representations of things that, you know, are sort of, I think in some respects, being overstated or overamplified. And I think it's kind of nice to bring some clarity to some of those topics. Today's bulletin was interesting. And the reason that it was interesting with me is I was actually working with a customer this last week, and we encountered a roofing issue. And the roof is sort of one of those things. It's really one of the key components. It's a little bit like the skin on your body, if you will. It's, you know, one of the biggest things on your house that can cause damage, but you don't really give it that much attention. You know, a lot of people don't even, if you ask them away from their house what color their roofing material is, they can't answer the question. And it's the thing that, you know, sheds all the precipitation and anything else that falls from the sky, you know, leaves, branches, any of that sort of thing. You know, the steeper the roof, the faster it gets rid of that stuff. And then, you know, there's some ways when you live in areas where there's really strong winds, like at the coast or something like that, where the design of the roof and the overall shell shape can have some bearing as to how long it will wear and what it does. But more often than not, I think it was kind of, this article was pretty good in the bulletin today, and if you get the bulletin, but there's terms, descriptive terms of roofing areas that sometimes we don't hear, and they did a pretty good job here of keeping this pretty clear and pretty straightforward. You know that the roof is not actually a single structure, but it's a combination of a number of different interlocking parts, those being the shingles that are on the top, as well as the trusses and the rafters, and you know, where that all comes together. So at the top of the roof, that's called the ridge. That's where the point is up on the top, and that's where it either goes left or right, you know, sort of like the continental divide there, if you will. And then their eaves or along the trailing edge, down where it would either drop into the rain gutter or just drop off of the house, is where your eave ends are. And where two levels come together here, what do we say here? Well, basically when there's a corner. When two roof planes meet, either on the inside, it's called a corner. On the inside corner, it's called a valley. And on the outside, it's called a hip. So whenever you get out there with your roofing contractor or somebody, you can point out the ridge and the hips and the valleys and the eaves down along the bottom. Eaves are generally where your ice dams are formed. And that's a situation that happens when, generally speaking, there's standing snow on the roof. The home, even though it has some insulation, there's heat between the walls that goes up and migrates through those walls up to the bottom of the roof that then creates water that migrates toward the outside. Well, as soon as it clears the outside wall and gets to that eave and overhang, that's where it's able to freeze up and create a dam, and then it can trickle back into the house and create some problems. So along the roof, there's a number of different things that come through it. You know, you've got your chimneys, you've got plumbing vents, you've got a number of different things that come up, as well as where these walls meet, that need flashing and need some caulking and need some things to sort of keep that water on the outside. But all too often, folks allow their roofs to get too far gone to where it's actually leaking inside the house and has caused a problem before they get after it. And there's different roofing materials. But the one thing that we encountered this last week, and it's fairly common here in Central Oregon. Central Oregon is an area that has a pretty high, I don't know what you call it, a wear rate or whatever. It challenges the warranty timelines on a roof. There's a couple of different ways that you can shorten a roof's life expectancy. One is heat, direct heat, a lot of direct heat. We live here in the high desert. Because we're at 45 degrees north, our summers are really, really long. So not only do the roofs in Central Oregon really get baked, but they get baked for extended hours of time than they would, let's say, if they were in Southern California or something. Basically, Southern California has, you know, an hour or two less of daylight hours during those prime times. Then there's the winter side of it, where you have freezing weather, a lot of moisture, a lot of expansion and contraction because it gets hot and cold and hot and cold. And so these sort of things start to wear on the roofs. And you can tell when it goes, you know, generally speaking. You know, there's different roofing materials. There's your composite roofing material, which is sort of your asphalt shingles. And then there's metal roofs. There's also wood shakes. We don't see those quite as much, or slate. And then, you know, what you see down, you know, southwest areas a little bit more is some of those, the Mexican style, the Spanish or Mediterranean style barreled roof tiles. And you see those on occasion. But here, for the most part, we deal with an asphalt shingle. The thinner ones are, you know, generally have a 25-30 year roof life. That's what's expected on new construction. Some of them you'll see that are a little bit thicker. You can notice that there's more texture to them. It's called an arcaded, where they sort of do an architectural shingle to where it looks more octagonal in shape, or, you know, look like more like hand-shaped shingles or something like that. Some of those roofs can get up 45 years. Your metal roofs are 50 years. But the ones that I'm talking about today, as far as the maintenance, the management, and the possibility of honoring the warranty, in some of the homes, particularly those homes that are production-style homes, where there's a home builder that's building a good number of homes using the same materials over and over and over again, the cost, because it's really one of the larger surfaces on a home, and cut costs may be an overstatement, but they certainly try to keep their costs in line with their roofing materials when they do that. And as a result, sometimes there may be some differential in the colors, the color lots. In, you know, even within the same roof, you will note that it's the same material, the same deal, but somehow or another the dye lot's a little bit different, and one section of the roof may appear lighter or darker than the other. Strongly encourage you, if you're buying a new home or something, to give a look at that. And that's one of the reasons maybe to have a home inspection, even on new construction, so that you can see that those maladies going in. And then what happens, and this is what happened this last week, the degradation of the roof, the way that you can tell that the shingles are starting to deteriorate or starting to age, is they'll start to lose that granular surface material. You can kind of see it around the house. If you don't have rain gutters, you know, your flower beds will be all of a sudden kind of a white-looking sand will start to appear. Those are some of the granules starting to shed off of your roofing material. Well, if you're in a house, in this case it was a, I don't know, 6-8 year old house, there were places on the roof that you could see that they were shiny because the granules had already started to come off, even though it was a warrantied item for 25 to 30 years. Here we are 8 years out and it's already starting to show well. So obviously it's not going to go the 25 to 30 years. There is a manufacturer's warranty that is behind those roofing materials. And of course, they need to be installed properly. The contractor's warranty when you buy a new home deals with the craftsmanship. In other words, how they were assembled. Not necessarily the product themselves, but that they were assembled properly so that there was no problem in the craftsmanship. And then when you get into the product warranty, that's another deal. The contractor is no longer responsible for that. You know, years ago we had the LP siding. There's a number of different things that the manufacturers are responsible for, the warranties that they put out on those. Generally speaking, if it comes time to exercise your option on a warranty item, it's really best if you were the purchaser, you were the first owner, you were the one that, whether it's windows or doors or roofing material, if you were the original buyer and it has a lifetime warranty, it's considerably easier for you to get some compensation in the event that there's some failure of the product. If the home's been sold a time or two, there's, you know, the lines start to get blurred a little bit. And basically what will happen in all of them is the manufacturer will send out an adjuster, and an adjuster will take a look at what the malady may be. They will then gauge how much compensation there should be, which is on a sliding scale. So, you know, if you will, on a 25-year roof, there's more value in the first couple of years, and it starts to diminish pretty rapidly as it moves forward. And they'll generally supply the cost or the shingles, but will not compensate for the replacement. In other words, the tear off of the old material and putting on the new material. So it's one of those things, it's one of those exposures that's really, really easy to sort of take for granted. And you hear every now and again that, oh, that's all right, it's a newer house and there's a manufacturer's warranty and they'll take care of it. It's much more cumbersome than it appears on the surface. And in, like in this case, if it's 6-8 years age, the compensation isn't going to be anywhere near 100% replacement for that because you got 8 years worth of use out of it. So, and it won't deal with the demo or the replacement of the new shingles that are placed on it. So, the importance of having people around you that are knowledgeable and experienced, having your broker so that your broker understands the process and doesn't sort of allude to something that may not transpire, as well as being thorough before you sign all the closing documents and go on. So my recommendation, particularly in Central Oregon, you know, you've got Central Oregon, you see a lot of these black roofs. Your black roofs have a tendency, you know, the asphalt shingle roofs have a tendency to hold more heat than metal roofs, and those, they seem to shed that a little bit better. So if you've got a day where it's 100 degrees outside, it's not at all unusual for that roofing material to go up as high as 130, 140 degrees and just sit there and bake in the sun all day long. So to take a look at that, and then once again we come back to number one, those that have listened forever, you know, water intrusion is the number one issue. And so, you know, here we are right back in a situation where if you wait too long for the roof to finally, or the roof or the flashing or whatever, to finally allow water intrusion, then you can have, you know, mold and different issues that will create a whole host of things in addition to the roofing material. So I thought it was good. It was another one of those articles that they put out for us that really weren't generated by local reporters, but it's really one of the elements of our homes that is, you know, probably the most important in some regards, in that it diminishes the aging of the structure, it keeps the weather outside so that it's dry and clean on the inside, and it's really an often overlooked component of the home. And so I would recommend, either way, you know, the questions that the adjuster will ask is, well, have you ever thrown salt on the roof to try to diminish ice dams? well, you don't want to do that because, you know, salt on the roof is not a good thing. Have you been up there with this metal shovel and tried to scrape off the roof? Well, you know, there are some ways with some plastic shovels and some different rakes and some different things that you can do to get the snow off. But, you know, obviously an adjuster is looking for a reason that they're not going to pay the claim. And if you did something that damaged the material, then that's on you. And again, if you're purchasing the property, it's nice to get this topic because, well, I think in this case, it was just a standard size single level home, but, you know, it was a $15,000 repair. That's a substantial repair. And if the property isn't in, the roof life isn't good, you know, and some of the subsidized funding, you know, FHA and VA and that sort of thing, they sort of require that there's an assessment that there's a minimum of a 5-year roof life there. But you know, you want to do everything that you can, particularly when you're purchasing a home. Don't minimize the importance of doing a roofing inspection and taking a look at it and looking for water leaks, because they can be more problematic than they may appear on the surface. Wow, I kind of prattled on that one a little bit, but it's a real important one. You know, you can't overstate the need of roof maintenance. You know, even when you got an old structure, you know, you got an old structure out in the pasture that was maybe the original homestead or whatever, sometimes you'll see that the easiest way that they can stabilize that is just to go out and put a roof on it. At least that stops the damage that's being incurred each year by the water and everything running through the structure, and then hopefully there's some hope that they can salvage the property at a later date. So, gosh, when we get back, I got a host of things to talk about. You can always call in. The number here at the station is 541-388-1110, or you can visit my website at AskFredJohnson.com. I want to thank you for tuning in today at Ask Fred Johnson here on FM News 100, 1110, KBND.